be honest, I'm a bit nervous to stand here, but I believe by God's grace, in the power of the Lord, I'll be okay. As what He promised in Moses, that God be with him. If you have a Bible with you, please open in the book of Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 till 18. Verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto you, Moses. From the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Verse 12. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren arm, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. Verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so we will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against the commandment, and will not hearken unto the words, and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we commit to you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you give us a promise, O Lord God, that you always with us, O Lord God, with wherever we go, whatever we do, Lord, you're with us. Lord, thank you, Lord, and we stand firm on your promises, O Lord God. Be with us this morning and come. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to be with us, Lord, that we understand, Lord, your message, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of my message this morning is Stand Firm on the Promises of God, as what Joshua did. Before I will continue, I'll just give you the brief story of the life of Joshua. Joshua was the right hand of God, of Moses, or he was a man trusted by Moses. He's a helper of Moses when they were in the promised land called Canaan. But few years after, Moses died. So Jesus spake to Joshua. If you can read in verse 1, the Bible says, Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. God said to Joshua, Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your cause. And God promised to, and we can see that Jesus Christ spoken to Moses, that he said Joshua, that Joshua, go and you will be, so God give a responsibility or a task to Joshua that he will continue the work of Moses in the wilderness. So, maybe he feel afraid to do the task that the Lord given to Joshua. But God spake to Joshua, he gave a responsibility that God commanded him to do, the task that being to be a leader of God's people in the wilderness. But in order for Joshua to stand firm on what God had promised to him, first, what he do is, he put him trust in God's promises. What God promised to Joshua in verse 5? We can see there, God promised to Joshua, he said, There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. He said, Don't be afraid, Joshua. As I was with Moses, I will be with you as well. I will not fail you nor forsake thee. But God said to Joshua, But Joshua, be strong. Verse 6 in here. Be strong and of good courage, for unto his people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. And he repeated again to Joshua in verse 7, Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not for it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So the first thing is, we need to put our trust in God. Sometimes in our lives, we have problems, we have trials. We cannot say that, Lord, I cannot bear it. But the promises of God, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not our own understanding in all our ways and acknowledge that God will direct our path. That's the promise of God in our lives, in our Christian lives. And also, God has promised to Joshua in order him that he will not be afraid. He said, I'll be with you. And verse 5, I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you nor forsake you, but be strong and of good courage. Just put your trust in me. So that's the first Joshua did, is he put his trust in God. He trusts in what God has promised to him. In order to stand on the promises of God, so we must first put our trust in God. In our Christian life, whatever we've been through in our lives, through trials, problems, struggles in life, I know that we have a lot of struggles. Every day we have a struggles to continue in our daily living, you know. But we need to put our trust in the Lord. Struggles in life, but we need to put our trust to God. In my personal testimonies, last 2 years ago, when I had my IBF, I was pregnant. We're thinking that God is already, God's answered our prayer. But after 7 weeks, I was miscarriage. That time, we feel we were dismayed. We were discouraged. But by the grace of God and through the prayers of our brethren and sister in Christ, my families, we are still here standing on the promises of God that we believe or trusting that God holds our future. As God promised in Jeremiah, God is promised to us as well that we need to put our trust in Him. So that time, we trust the Lord that He holds our future. God promised, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Proverbs chapter 5, verse, this promise is always my mother caught. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all our heart. With all our heart. It means we totally surrender to God. We need to trust in Him. In all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. So in order for me to stand firm on the promises of God, instead to focus our trials, to focus our problems in lives, we need to focus on God's promises. God promises that give us hope. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. By the grace of God, we can stand firm on His promises. That's for Joshua. In order for him to stand on the promises of God, he focused on God's promises. In verse 8, what he did to focus his promises to God, verse 8, we can see here in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then he shall have good success. What Joshua did, he meditated the word of God day and night, so that, and he focused on the word of God, his promises of God. So we need to meditate the word of God, because the word of God is the lamp our feet and a light unto our path. Thy word I have hidden in my heart that I will not sin against God. It means in order for us to focus on the promises, we need to meditate the word of God. So what's to meditate the promise of God in our lives, so that we will continue in our daily lives. So sometimes we focus in our problems. Sometimes we're focused in our trials. We focus in our surroundings. But we need to focus ourselves, focus on the promises of God. So that's what Joshua did in order for him to stand on the promises of God, in order to continue the work of the command of God to him. So he focused on God's promises, that he trusts in the Lord, but he's not only trusting in the Lord, but he focused on what God had promised to him. The last is not only to put our trust in God, not only to focus on the promises of God. The third is we need to anchor our life on the promises. Anchor, it seems nobody, we need to fix our life on the promises of God. Because sometimes, instead of to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, we fix our eyes on our surroundings, our problem, or in our problems. So we need to put our faith in God. We need to anchor our lives on God's promises, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we know it, because we know that if we anchor our life in God, we know that our life is secured in Him. Yeah, whatever happens, whatever in our life, we have to put our faith in God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3, so we will open Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3. But into those sacrifices, there is remembrance against... No. This one is... Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. In order for Joshua, in Joshua's life, he's holding on God's promises. In verse 9, in our text. In order for Joshua to anchor his life on the promises, in verse 9, God said to Joshua, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away my first..." No. I out already. Where is it? Joshua, we go back to our text. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. As Jesus said to Joshua, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So it means Joshua anchored his life on the promises of God, that whatever that God, that he will not be afraid, be not be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So we need to anchor our life on the promises of God. In holding on God's promises, because the word of God is given by inspiration of God for profitable, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. Because the word of God is the instruction for reproof, for correction. The word of God, we need to anchor our lives on God's promises because the word of God is instruction in our daily lives. If you will open your Bible in Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. 3:16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we need to meditate the Word of God in order for us to anchor our life on the promises of God. So the Word of God is instruction in our life for correction. Correction in order for us to live righteous. That the man of God may perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Okay, so in order for us to stand firm on the promises of God, we need to trust in God, we need to focus on the promises of God, and we need to anchor our life on the promises. So in our conclusion this morning, we need to stand firm on the promises of God because the Word of God is the only foundation. It's the foundation in our daily lives. It's a foundation. They will not move. They will not change. And the promise of God is true to those who have faith in Him. So before I close, please open your Bible in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 35. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word that give us courage, Lord, to stand firm on your promises, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your promises, O Lord God, that give us hope. Give us courage, O Lord God, to continue, Lord, in serving you, O Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will bless each and every one of us, Lord, this morning by your word, O Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I will call our